The Wilderness Explorer is 186 feet long with capacity for 74 guests. It's owned by UnCruise Adventures and offers 1 to 2 week tours of Southeast Alaska between June and September. Company CEO Dan Blanchard says the ship had anchored near Wood Spit around 9 o'clock the night before.
When the mate came on watch at midnight, he noted that there were whales had moved into the area. And, you know, we believe that they were probably lunge feeding, and although we, you know, can't tell in the dark, but that one probably lunged and caught the anchor chain as best we can think of it. There was no appearance of like a net or crab pod or anything else that it was towing that might have, you know, precipitated this.
NOAA Fisheries was notified of the entanglement just before 3 in the morning Sunday and contacted a network of trained specialists. Alaska Whale Foundation researcher Fred Sharp and a team traveled from Baranof Warm Springs to Holcomb Bay that morning. The team used a camera on a long pole to determine that the anchor chain was wrapped around the lower jaw of the whale. Sharp says the situation was life-threatening for the whale, and it looked like it had injured itself trying to get free.
The animal, when we got there, had been struggling for nearly 8 hours, and it was just sort of leaning over the chain, kind of draped on it. It was resting. The crew of the Wilderness Explorer had done an excellent job of trying to prevent the animal from being pulled under by the weight of the chain, keep it near the surface. And so the animal had the best chance of survival.
After consulting with entanglement expert Ed Lyman by phone, the team decided to cut the anchor chain at the vessel. That cut was made around 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Sharp says it looked like the whale was able to get free of the remaining chain, and he thinks the disentanglement was successful. The team was able to get DNA samples from the whale's spout and can learn about the animal's health and gender.
The spout is a highly diagnostic health indice. We've been working for the past 2 years with Ocean Alliance collecting spout samples, and we can get all kinds of information about stress hormones, reproductive hormones, DNA, potential pathogens, the whole microbiome of the animal. So we have these library of samples now of animals that most of them we believe are quite healthy, and then an animal in distress like this, we can do a comparative analysis and to get some idea of how it might have been impacted by this event.
Sharp thinks it is a younger humpback, about 35 feet long, most likely from the Hawaiian population that spends the warmer months in Southeast Alaska. NOAA Fisheries Regional Administrator Jim Balsiger says the agency is grateful for the ship reporting the entanglement quickly and the professional response of the Alaska Whale Foundation. UnCruise's Blanchard says the ship's anchor is in about 100 feet of water. He thinks it can be recovered and the ship can be repaired.
We're going to take it to Ketchikan Shipyard on Saturday and have a whole new chain put in and use either our emergency anchor or one we're having set up. So we're going to be fine either way. We'll get back down there when the boat goes by and put an underwater camera on it and see what it's going to take to get it back up. But we do plan on retrieving it.
The Wilderness Explorer returned to Petersburg for installation of an emergency anchor after the incident. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.